In terms of how this is going to happen, it will happen in the same manner that it has happened in the music industry, where there was a very significant promotion of the production of local music, which has seen the emergence of young superstars who are singing Zimbabwean music. Some of them have become international stars. They're performing in South Africa, they're performing in the UK, they're performing in the United States, in Australia, and many other places. So from a government point of view, from a Ministry of Information, Media and Broadcasting Service point of view, we are creating opportunities within the television production industry, the film production industry, for those that have the talents, for those that have the zeal to pursue those opportunities, to take them up, because we are creating that opportunity for them to produce content for local television.
There's been concern that Zimbabwe is not investing, especially the film industry. How is this going to change?
Well, I think this is the first step towards investing in the film industry. First of all, to make any industry viable, you need to create a demand for its product. So that means that the film industry will now have to produce because there's a ready market for it. So that's point number one. So we're making the industry viable. Point number two is that, yes, there have been concerns about lack of support for the film industry. So what we are doing as a ministry is to talk to the industry and those that are interested in the industry and asking them, what is it that you want us as a ministry to do for you to make sure that you are viable, to make sure that your sector is promoted? And we are very particularly aware of the importance of promoting the film industry, because it is, again, the window through which outsiders see your own country. I think the United States has its reputation or image largely out of Hollywood. India have out of Bollywood. And you will see that the film industry in many countries is the first PR initiative by any country to the international world.
Are there going to be any penalties for those stations, broadcast stations, that do not meet this 75% content?
The law is particularly clear on what happens to those who don't meet that content.
Could you remind our listeners about these penalties?
I think that there are expectations from the law that 75% local content must be met. And I don't see anyone being unable to meet it, because there's so much production taking place right now in terms of TV productions, music productions, and film productions. What we need to just invest in is to ensure that this work is professionally done, the quality is exceptional, and meets international standards.